All right. It's a good afternoon. Hey, because I was here yesterday in the afternoon, so I say it's a good afternoon. It's a good morning to you, and welcome to Tech Ego. This is a show in which we look at, you know, technology in and out. We are now looking at, you know, yesterday, the other week, last week, was a fourth industrial revolution week. And we ended with, we ended with education, like a curriculum. If the curriculum that we have, you know, if it does really speak to, if it does really speak to what we want to achieve as far as fourth industrial revolution is concerned. And now we, now let's speak about, you know, the health. You know, we talk about, you know, the positive development in terms of health, you know, digital health, how, you know, effective and efficient will the health sector can could be in fourth industrial revolution. That is what we've been talking about, you know. We've been talking about telehealth. We've been talking about, you know, applications and, data that contributes to, you know, the efficiency. The service as far as health is concerned. But have we looked at the negative impact of, you know, fourth industrial revolution or the negative impact of technology? Have we looked at it, from a health point of view? Of course, we touched the addiction side, but that's not the only issue. That's not the only issue. When it comes to addiction, you know, we are addicted to, you know, to technology. And I can tell you now, you know, the months that I have not been having a phone, I've been sleeping very well. I've been sleeping very well. That's a positive part of it. But the negative side of it, you know, I've been closed out from, you know, a lot of information because my phone, the applications that are on my phone are more advanced than the ones that are on the, you know, laptop. So my phone was having more advanced softwares than the one that is on the laptop, on the Windows laptop. So that's why I was, you know, I'm left out. You know, when it comes to information, what is going on in where. But overall, you know, you sleep very well because you have nothing to, you know, worry about. You don't check, you know, there's no WhatsApp, there's no Facebook, there's no Twitter, for example. You just sleep. Now, and, but, you know, we are living in a world where we are interconnected to technology, and it's like technology has graduated from being a friend to being a father, if not a mother of, you know, if not a mother in you know, as far as how important technology has become. But in as much as what, you know, the good thing that technology has brought to the world, there is some health, there's some negative impact, you know, some negative impact that on health that technology and fourth industrial revolution will bring, you know. And one of the most feared ones, We have already spoken about, but let me just repeat it again. One of the most feared, you know, health risk is radiation. a lot of people who are into, who are at the ethical side of technology, the, you know, pro-environmental, you know, activists, the pro-environment activists, they are concerned, you know, about one, the, about four things. Number one, the air that we breathe will be, you know, the most contaminated. Of course, we are talking about the gas emission that is brought by, you know, industries, and this is not going to stop soon. And, you know, even if we deal away with, you know, fossil fuel, we still have one or two contaminations from the so-called green technology that we are advocating for. Some people believe that this green technology is not even green, as it's being said. And that is, you know, people will have problem with, you know, breathing. And then comes radiation that will also reduce fertility rate, will reduce, you know, the qualities of, in terms of the embryo and fetus development, you know, it will deform babies while they are in wombs. You know, people will go, will suffer from brain tumors caused by too much radiation, and people will suffer from different cancers because of, you know, the radiation that is caused by the erection of mass erection of whether either 5 or 6G towers is projected. The third thing, you know, making everything smart. That is another, you know, health hazard. Because if the road is also a smart road, which means a road is connected to some internet grid or self-driving cars, electric what, this smart TVs, Bluetooth diapers, and, you know, we are already having, you know, frequency from, radioactive frequency from phones, microwaves that we have in our houses with Wi-Fi connection and Bluetooth and everything. And that is even going to increase more. And so, and a lot of ethical people are projecting that this is going to be like, you know, the life that is going to be lived by people in those days will be, you know, as if we are putting your head in a microwave, you know, and somebody switch on the microwave while your head is in. So that's how powerful the radiation will be. So that's how powerful, you know, the radiation will be. Now, at the same time, you know, we have water. Water that is, you know, the purifying chemicals that we are using in water, they also have, you know, side effect to our health. You know, and the processed food, the fast food that we are eating, a lot of them, they also have a lot of side effect. Then we have the medicine that we are taking, the pharmaceutical, chemical medicine that we are taking. They also have an impact on, you know, on our body. Then we are talking about, you know, of course, the processed food, wearables, even the wearable technologies that we have, smart watches, you know, that, those things. So I'm seated now next to three computers now, and they are all connected to, you know, Wi-Fi. And if I had my phone could have been next to me. So in other way, in one way or the other, you know, I'm connected to these devices, in one way or the other. Then comes Elon Musk's dream of wanting to connect the brain to, you know, a system where apparently the brain, your thought can be downloaded. So if that dream, becomes true, then the world will be in a situation where death will be inevitable, because, you know, people will have, you know, the impact that it will have on people's health, it will be very, very, you know, dire. There will be dire consequences, you know, to this, to our health, or to the health of many people. And those are then, you know, that is what comes with the technology. Now, let's now look at the current. Let's look at the current situation. The current situation that we are living in, you have people that are very much depressed. People that are suffering from one or two people suffering from anxiety. People are worried. They are stressed. You know, and with digital money coming into play, where people, you know, are mining Bitcoin or, you know, blockchain technology, where you are mining or trading it. Some experts are estimating that this might also be one of the factors contributing to, you know, the negative impact on the health of people, because people will be more worried. There will be more, you know, they will be more anxious, you know, stressed. For example, if you put in $100, you put in $150 or whatever amount that you put in, and you make nothing out of that. When you wake up, it is all gone. This contributes to anxiety. You know, when you hear others, how others are making it, you know, when you hear how others are making it, so you also want to aim to make it, you know, like, you know, others, you know, how others are making it, you also want to, you know, to make it like, you know, like others. But, you know, sometimes without understanding the fundamental and the technical, you know, side of it, you know, you only hear that people make money, and you also want to try because of, you know, the factors that are around your life, the unemployment rate, and one wants to try also, but without understanding the laws, you know, that comes with, you know, trading, whether it's Forex or, you know, Bitcoin, you need to understand laws, the fundamental side of it and the technical side of it, how to do it, and the fundamental side of it, and, you know, has to do with, you know, how the world is performing, you know, how the US dollar is performing, or, you know, the crisis in the world. Those are, you know, the factors that will, you know, will contribute to. But if you don't understand that and you just want to make money, then it will, you end up being depressed. And a lot of people on social media are very depressed, are very stressed, if not depressed. They are very, you know, anxious. They are not stable. You know, and social media has contributed to emotional instability. How? It has contributed to emotional instability. You know, one major thing is when you post something on Facebook now, or you look at somebody's post on Facebook now, and within 2 minutes it already has 100 comments or 20 comments and 50 shares and 100 likes. But then if you also post something within an hour, when you come back, you only find 2-3 comments, you know, 4 shares and 5 likes. This contributes to you being worried, because you want to have 100 or 20 comments or 100 shares just like this other person's comment. I mean, this other person's post. But without understanding what the content is, you know, what is your content? Most of us don't understand that it amounts to content. There are people on social media that like, you know, destructive content. If you, you know, if you post something that is degrading, or you are bullying somebody, of course that will have more comments, because it could be that it has attracted bullies and those people who enjoy such kind of, you know, content. But if your content is constructive, if you are, you know, teaching something, or you are sharing a vital information and educative information, you don't expect to receive the same comment like as the other person that is, you know, just posting senseless things. So you don't expect to have the same, you know, reaction. So now if I put a message on Facebook and I say, Franz Sinengela of Eagle FM exposed, you know, with that poster. Number one, there is Eagle FM in it. So somebody will rush to see what that thing is. Or even if I just put Eagle FM exposed, you know, you will imagine how many people will open that within 2 minutes. Because they are interested in knowing what Eagle FM has done. Not because they are sympathetic with Eagle FM or... No, it's because people enjoy negative misinformation. You know, people enjoy negative information. If you put good news, if you have newspapers, and that week there is always good news of development, people will not even, there is no news. They will not even read. And I have also noticed it, even among, you know, people who call on radio. If you are talking about something and there is no money missing, there is nothing that is to do with, you know, there's
it's
nothing
Tuesday.
Negative.
Oh my, and my fuel tank only has a drop of fuel, but I need to get my municipal bill at the post office. What do I do now?
Well, Ongwediva Town Council has just the solution, as it has commenced issuing municipal bills electronically through SMSs and emails, while gradually phasing out the traditional method of sending bills through post mails. Ongwediva residents with municipal accounts are expected to visit the office to verify and update their information during working hours from Monday to Friday before 30 June 2022. Property owners should bring along certified copies of their identity document and water bills. Receive your municipal bill on time and pay for services delivered for continued maintenance and development of Ongwediva Town. For further information, please contact our office at 065-233-700 or email us at inquiry@otc.com.na.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the Eye.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message. Type it out and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or the Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
All right. Now, you know, if you put Eagle FM exposed there, a lot of people, 99% of people that are going to open after finding out what Eagle FM has done, only 1% that will be concerned. But 99% are after finding out what, you know, Eagle FM. But you have put a good thing there, but the headline is Eagle FM exposed. But then the content is, you know, is different from the headline. And one thing I've observed is that most people on social media like negative information. They like they prey on negative news. You know, and one thing I've also discovered, you know, even here, most, you know, people that, you know, call would, they must be, you know, they like, you know, negative, something that is, you know, negative information. If somebody comes up with, you know, there was a time when Wanda was talking about, you know, the culture of reading. And you open a line and on that, you know, on that kind of discussion, nobody will call. Because there is no, you know, swapo. There is no money, you know, missing. But once people hear money missing, even if they don't know what really happened, and there are lines that are open, you will see the numbers, you will see this phone. I don't know what color of a flash it gives when it flashes, but it will be flooded, you know, with, it can even go for, You know, we can even, that topic can even go for 4 hours. Because we, most of us, prey on negative information. And, you know, technology has actually come to amplify that and throw many people into anxiety and, you know, depression. That people become obsessed. You know, the people become imbalanced emotionally because most of the time they are feeding on, you know, negative information. If you go on social media today, there is a lot of information on skills that can help you to, you know, upskill to even run your foundation or your company or your business to even, you know, get to a level where you can acquire much knowledge on something. But we bypass that information. We go to information, that will drive us more, you know, worried. And then we become stressed and we engage ourselves into, you know, activities that, you know, are not, you know, constructive because our minds are fed with, you know, so much negative information. And that has an impact on the health. And the last thing before I open my line, the concern that people have with Fourth Industrial Revolution is that, you know, it will disconnect mankind from Mother Nature. That's the concern that most people who are pro, who are the, you know, who call themselves the ethical, you know, who are looking at the ethical side of technology, they are concerned that, you know, people might be disconnected from Mother Nature. People might not even, you know, they might not be villages anymore, rural areas. Everything will just be transformed into towns. And then, you know, people will just be, you know, in artificial lifestyle. And people will not, you know, be natural. People might not be natural. And they are concerned about the death of sympathy and kindness. That people will be so much individualistic, self-centered, because it is you and your device. So, and you, there might not be, you know, sympathy or kindness to the next person. You know, imagine if the whole neighborhood is connected to internet and everybody's in there. So, you'll be found dead in your own house because you are likely not to live with anybody else. As long as you have Wi-Fi, you can connect to, you know, you have people online, you have Zoom meeting, but you are not feeling well. So, and you go and sleep, you die in your sleep, you'll be discovered later because there's no connection between you and the other world, the outside world, the physical world. You are a digital being, and that is detrimental to the other element of, you know, a physical being, of a human being. Right. What should then be done? We can always do things to prevent. I think technology is very important. It's needed. It's actually very vital, you know, in enhancing the livelihood of, in enhancing our livelihood in the world. But there must be, you know, a balance in its usage. We must use it understanding that we are not technological beings. We are human beings using technology. So technology should not be, you know, should not redefine us. We are human beings, very much connected and dependent on, you know, Mother Nature. So we need to keep that in mind. In as much as we can use technology tools, you know, to improve our lives here and there, we should also know that we are human beings, you know, made by the elements of nature. And neglecting that will result into serious, you know, repercussions. It will result into serious health repercussions, because, you know, we are human beings. We are human beings. There's a lot in nature that is connected to our. We are connected to a lot of elements, to trees, to water, to everything. So we need not to forget that. Of course, we have few minutes before 12. If you want to be part of the conversation, 083-2-888-401. That's a number in studio. And you see, we need to be also, we need to be balanced. Social media is full of information. We need to hear how much money has lost. It's very important. We need to hear, you know, which politician has been corrupt. That's very important. But, you know, too much of that, to the point that we no longer see, you know, good things when they happen. It's a sign already that we are a very stressed, you know, country. It's a sign that we are a very stressed country. And you know, such kind of information is good because it sells. You know, there was a person who was a non-believer and was living in a very religious society. And he wanted to advertise, you know, his product. And when he put his product there, you know, he doesn't get people to, you know, view it, and, you know, so he discovered that these people are Christians. So for me to attract them to buy my product, I must change what I write on the product. So, and he said, he put it on his page, say, this will help you pray better. For example, this will help you pray better, or, you know, increase desire to pray. So within days, that product was bought. Not because it increases the desire to pray, but he has discovered that these people, what their language is, you know, if you want them to understand you, you need to speak their language. And, you know, that's why, you know, technology is capturing us, because it mostly, you know, seems to do what we want or what we like the most, but in a destructive way sometimes, because we do not balance. You know, we do not want to use it in a balanced way. And the information that we get through our technological devices is mostly, you know, most of the time, you know, destructive. And most people are concerned that this fourth industrial revolution or whatever technology that we are using might really spill out of control. And there are findings that are coming to surface that, you know, technology is even becoming more addictive than alcohol and drugs. Though alcoholism and drugs are still playing a vital role, but technology is said to be taking over. And the consequences of technology, some are actually saying, will be worse than that of drugs. And because then everybody will just be on his computer. You wake up, you switch on your computer, or your computer sleep, or the computer is already on, you just refresh, and you continue. The time you go outside is when there is no electricity in town. when the electricity service provider has given a notice that, you know, you need, there'll be an electric blackout because of maintenance of one or two, you know, electric grids. So that's when you see somebody, you know, going outside, because now the computers are off. So if not, then nobody will go. And you need fresh air. You need to reconnect with Mother Nature. You need to take a walk. You need to jog. You need, you know, to do other work outside the computer, outside the device. You need to run. You need to have a face-to-face contact with your fellow human being. You need to shake hands. You need to hug. Those type of, you know, very simple but very powerful. Some experts are, you know, projecting that sympathy and, you know, human sympathy will be one of the commodities that will be needed in the worlds of robot. Because then everybody will be, you know, with his devices. But, you know, sympathy can only be found in a human being. We can all have all these computers and devices and robots. They don't have that natural caring, that sympathetic, you know, warmth of love that a human being has. So they don't have that. They are good, you know, they are good when we are using them, because, you know, we use them to make our work efficient and effective, and they enhance, you know, the productivity, but it ends there. Beyond that, nothing else. But a human being has that, you know, connection that only human being can give. So human to human connection, you need that. From time to time, you need to give a call to your cousin after being in a Zoom meeting. You know, you need to be on a fire, you know, for a braai and a cup of coffee or coke after being on Facebook, just to refresh your mind. Otherwise, you will be, you know, depressed. So otherwise, you will really be depressed. You will really be stressed. And most people don't know that, you know, and most of us say it's only me and my pets, or me and my dog. So now it's going to change. It's me and my computer, me and my, you know, my device, as long as I have Wi-Fi. And if they are saying that the robots will be even sweeping and mopping the floor, that would be, you know, more serious then, because you don't need anybody. Your robot will mop in your floor. You are in the room. You are, you know. But there is an element that is irreplaceable. There is an element that is irreplaceable, that when we are trying to replace them by trying to be artificial, it will land us into serious health problems. So we will become very individualistic people, very self-centered, very selfish. We become selfishness is a sickness. Individualism is a problem, is a deficiency. Because a human being is a caring being, is a fellowship being. So once a person becomes self-centered, when the person ends up into a me, myself, and I syndrome, it becomes a deficiency. And it leads to anxiety, to, you know, to the point that there will, according to some tech experts, they say there will be more suicide then in that world than now. You know, there'll be more suicide in that world than now, because people will be more self-centered and more individualistic. And then this leads to more and more anxiety, more and more stress, and more, you know, depression. When something doesn't work out, you have nobody to talk to. So what happens? You become stressed. And God only knows where that stress will lead you. So at least in, you know, when you have a human being to talk to, hey, this thing doesn't want to work. Or hey, this. And then you are likely to, you know, be cancelled, or you are not getting it right. Or maybe they'll be canceling robots. But the bottom line here is, we are natural beings. And that is one thing that we need to know, that we are not, you know, we shouldn't replace natural way of life with technology, thinking that technology is, you know, the answer to everything, or it can do everything. No, it will not work. You know, the other time I said that some people even think that apparently technology will even replace digestive system. You know, some people think that apparently human being will be so super to the point that he will not need food. So all that may happen, but they are very detrimental to the nature of a human being. So all that may happen. It may happen. But that is, you know, that's already, you know, a distraction to a human being. So technology, in as much we need to appreciate it, we need to embrace it, but I'm afraid of, you know, if we get to the level where we overrate it, when we over glorify it, when we make it, I think a human being is a god of technology. But if we make technology the god of man, then that will be detrimental to a human being. Then a human being has destroyed himself. So a human being is god to technology. But if technology is made to be, you know, god to a god of man, when technology becomes a god, then that's an apocalypse of, you know, human, of mankind. That's an apocalypse of mankind when a human being is now the master, is now the, you know, the slave of technology. So that's what, you know, that's the concern about what technology, you know, will result in as far as the health of mankind is concerned. Now we hear that we are eating chickens that are just 2-3 weeks or 8 weeks, but maybe that technology will improve to the point that in 1 week, you are already eating a chicken. And that in itself is already a problem. And now, some people don't even cook. They just put the chicken, defrost it, spice it in a microwave. So, and the microwave, maybe just 5 minutes or so, you are already eating. It's good. But that's, you know, that in itself has a very serious impact on your health. it has a very serious impact on your health. It has a very serious impact on your health. Really. Because microwave food, you know, this is radiation, it's radar. So too much of that is problem. So that's, you know, if we don't balance the usage of technology, if we leave it up to, you know, marketing, if we leave it up to the marketing of technology, the from a marketing side, you know, the people excited how they are marketing it, to the point that, you know, I know that most of you, I think, might be angry with me last week when I said that, you know, in days to come, some people think that there will be no digestive system. So that is a marketing side of technology, but that's not an ethical side of it. From an ethical side of it, a human being cannot do without digestive system. So once you remove a natural element of a human being or out of a human being, that's no longer a human being. Or maybe it will be called a super being or a digital being, whatever that will be called. But this is a human being that is going to be sitting with a big problem, because this is a being that is annihilated from his natural element. And this is going to be a problem. So a lot of this technology, a lot of which can even go wrong and spill the world into a serious, you know, a serious crisis. You know, it is even going to be more worse than a nuclear attack. So it can spill out of control and lead into a serious, you know, crisis. A serious crisis when a human being, you know, is no longer in control of what he himself has invented. So, in as much as we are excited about the technology, we should also know that we are natural beings, and I'm going to stress this as I end this show, that we should know that we are natural beings. That thing must be in our system. We should know that we are natural beings. In as much as we embrace the technology, we are natural beings, and that will not change. So if we try to change that, we'll be in more problems, because we'll then be depressed, we'll be stressed, we'll be, you know, a lot of health hazard activities that will engage ourselves as far as technology is concerned will lead us into deaths, into serious problems.
Being circumcised keeps it clean and reduces a man's risk of getting sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up. Get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at BMMC Namibia.
All right. It's time for me to say goodbye. We'll meet again tomorrow. I hope this Monday is a Monday that has a good color. There's some people talk about a Monday that I don't want to talk about, to mention names. Mm-hmm. But I hope the color of today's Monday is better. Right, Dwight.
Franz, what's wrong with mentioning names?
No, I don't want to talk about the Mondays that you guys talk about.
But I don't complain about Mondays. That's the only thing. I'm just always unhappy that a Sunday means that you end of your weekend.
Yeah. You wanted an extra weekend day or what?
Well, it's still up in the air, France, because I mean, if you have to look at the suggestions that I think it's in Europe, one country, they brought in like an extra, they tried to make a Friday like the third or the first weekend day.
Yeah.
So where technically people are only working 4 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got to understand, if we ask for such things, what does it reflect to? Does it impact your pay? Does it impact other things? So the unfortunate thing is I never find a Monday as an unhappy spot. I just, you know, you're just seeing another week begin. Get yourself into that mindset, and then you have to wait for the week to end at the opposite end.
Well, this is the Gregorian calendar that we are in. So
exactly.
They decided Friday and then Saturday and Sunday must be rest.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, Franz, on that note, for our brand conversation for this morning, where we left off on Friday was with regards to our, you know, the penetration strategy that every business has to look at if you're going into the rest of the continent. Now, we ended off in terms of where the first 3 points helped you to understand the perceptions, the behaviors of the continent. But heading into the rest of today's points will give you sort of like the overall picture of what to consider when you are looking at expanding onto the rest of the continent. And I'm bridging this in because in most cases, the new mantra, the new words now are saying, do not just look to Namibia. Do not just look here locally. Think of the continent. Think internationally. Well, we're starting continentally and from there on, just to help you get some of those pointers.
All right, Dwight, and the listeners, of course, stay tuned for Dwight, and for me, it's a goodbye.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message. Type it out and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or the Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.